you can say that again.
Yes.
If you like.
Well, for Belgians, communication are really very important. It's part of our culture. In fact, all Belgians, they read comics, they have at home a collection, can be small or big, mm-hmm. and they're proud of it. It's their patrimony, just like chocolate or beers. We like comics. Just. Now, but a lot of people ask me what the reason why comic strips are so popular in Belgium. I think, in fact, there are three explanations. First of all, it's Hergé. Mm-hmm. It's historical. Now, Hergé, you know, was not the first comic strip artist in the world. People mm-hmm. could think he was the first in Europe, but that's false, too, because you had already earlier ones in France and Britain and so. But he was really the first comic strip artist in Europe who became famous mm-hmm. with his comic strips. From the beginning, Tintin was a huge bestseller. And his success inspired a lot of young people. You could compare with sport players. When a mm-hmm. country has, for example, good tennis players, you see a lot of children, young people, they also start to play tennis, they have a model and yeah. idol. And the same thing happens with Hergé, in fact. Young people saw this man, he can earn his life with comic strips, let's do the same. And he was like a kind of locomotive mm-hmm. of a whole comic strip generation. So that was very important for development of comic strips in Belgium. Second reason is that Belgium is a small country, and we have the bad luck to have strong neighbors for our languages. So we have Dutch, we have Holland, and for French we have France. Now, it brought consequences, and one of them is that for publishers it has always been very tough. For a Flemish publisher, it's very difficult to get through the Dutch market to Holland because for the distribution and so, Dutch has better things. And of course in France, it's even more true. For French-speaking Belgium, it's very hard to get into France. It used to be that an author, a novel writer, when he was Dutch-speaking, he went to Amsterdam to find a publisher. And when he was French-speaking, went to Paris. Now, when the comics came over from the USA in the 20s, 30s, in fact, the literary publishers took off their nose for comic strips. It was a bit colder, popular, bold, and it came from the US. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit suspect. But it was not the case for the Belgians. Belgians always liked the popular art, are more down to earth than French and Dutch speaking. And they saw an opportunity to compete with the neighbors. So from the beginning, the Belgian publishers start to make comic strip magazines, mm-hmm. and they became quite successful with it. And so later, France and Holland also were interested in comic strips, but it was already a bit late because the Belgians had an advance and had a good tradition already of comic strips. So that has always had always an influence. And the third reason, it's I think less scientific, but it's very interesting. It's cultural. Mm-hmm. Once again, Belgium is a small country. We only have 10 million inhabitants. We are very complicated. Mm-hmm. So we have three official languages. We have Dutch, French, a bit of German. And besides that, Belgium was, during its history, occupied by almost all European nations. One time it was France, it was Holland, it was Austria, it was Spain. And it was very complicated for communication. One period people had to speak French, then German, then Dutch, then Spanish. And we think that here the people realized very soon that it was easy to communicate with images rather than with text. And if you see our painters, for example, mm-hmm. very often they tell a story. I don't know if you are familiar with the painter Bruegel. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So Bruegel lived in the 16th century. And he made a painting, it's called The Massacre of Innocent Children. It's biblical. So if, when Jesus was born, King Herodes, he ordered his soldiers to kill all the firstborn soldiers, the firstborn sons. Yes. Now, if you see this painting, you see a scenery with snow. You understand, it's it won't be Palestina. And then you see the landscape. It's typical of the surroundings of Brussels. And you see the farmhouses, typical farmhouses from that period. The farmers, they are dressed like the people who were dressed in the 16th century. But then it's interesting, you see the soldiers of King Herodes, they have Spanish uniforms. But in fact, Bruegel, he was telling a story. It was like a comic before the term existed. He was telling, today, the Spanish, they are the murderers of our children. And there you see the fascination of Belgians for image culture. Another example is that the frequentation of movies, of pictures, is incredibly high in Belgium. Belgians love to go to pictures, and so because it's also an image culture. So we are always fascinated by image communication. Yeah.
But you are very lucky because you have the luck to have here incredibly talented artists and writers, and so many very, very popular comic characters were born here.
That's true, here. That's true. And also, there was less concurrence when Hergé started. He was one of the very first in Europe. Now we have a bit comics everywhere, but in the 50s, 60s was really Belgium with the comic strip country. Today comics are still very important. If you see the numbers, we have still a lot of comic strip artists. We have like 700 professional comic strip artists. For a small country, it's very high. And really people who can live by making comic strips. So still it remains very important. But of course, if you see it in terms of production, France has a bigger production now.
And the museum, when did it?
Okay. Well, in fact, it started with an assistant of Hergé, was Guy de Sissy. He was the colorist of Stendhal. Now, he was not only a collaborator of Hergé, but also an admirer, a fan of the work of Hergé. And he had a dream to create in Brussels a Tintin museum, a Hergé museum. And he spoke about Hergé, about this project. And Hergé said, I like the idea, but it would be better if you could make a museum about all comic strips, not only my Tintin. Yeah, a bit surprising because people who know Hergé, he was not so modern, but still he preferred to have a museum about all comic strips. So this Guy de Sissy, he had this project, and it became like a group of people. He had other comic strip artists joining him, comic fans and journalists, a small group. And they were in search of a building in Brussels. Now, at the same period, you had this building here. This building, in fact, it dates from 1906, and it used to be a warehouse of textiles. So here the tailors came to buy textile. Now it was a company until 1970. Then the building was empty. And it remained empty for several years. And then the Belgian government decided to buy the building because it's a masterpiece of Art Nouveau. It's a beautiful architecture. It was made by Horta. He is in Belgium the most famous architect of Art Nouveau. And so the government was concerned about the value, bought it, and was prepared to restore it because it was in a bad state. But they had to find a new destination for the building. And it was very important that the building could remain public, so that everybody could come in and enjoy the beautiful beauty of the architecture. It was not the purpose to make a ministerium here that was closed for the visitors. They came in touch, the government, with the association of Guy de Sissy, and so the idea grew that the government left the building in this position of the association, so they could create here a private museum. And that's in fact the story. So we opened that 1989. Next year we will exist for 20 years. And today we are one of the most visited museums in Brussels, in fact. We have like 260,000